My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
21 of the last 22 times they scored. Here's Sims to throw in third down. Up the middle, touchdown Bavaro. Mark Bavaro goes to one knee. Genuflex in prayer as a 13-yard throw over the middle answers the prayer for the Giants fan.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, quarter to 11, Malusis with you, in for BT and Sal, 888-808-1019. Baseball is back tonight, Mets in Miami, taking on the Marlins. Yankees home against the Tampa Bay Rays as the MLB trade deadline is 11 days away. Westchester bound we go. It's Larry, it's the Fan. What's going on, Larry?
Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Larry. How are you?
Good. Listen, like you said, if the Yankees are all in this year, which obviously they are, the only player who makes sense for them at the trade deadline is the guy on Oakland, Mason Miller. I mean, I would not count on Holmes at all. Miller's the guy they got to get. I'm sorry. But however, if they think they're going to build a trade around Spencer Jones, I got news for you. That ain't happening. The trade that Oakland should push for, which I know the Yankees will never do, is they're going to ask for Jones, Dominguez, and Anthony Volpe. And that's just the start.
No, you can't. No, that's you can't. Larry, they're not going to ask for that. The Yankees are not trading Jones, Dominguez, and Anthony Volpe for a reliever. I mean, that's...
Here's the thing. If you got a reliever that's as good as Miller, that's under control, I should say, 5 years, they're going to want a huge return.
They'll be competent. And I'm not even... Listen, we're 11 days out. You got 5 years of control for Mason Miller. He's only been in the major leagues for 2 years, right? He's been dominant this year. And we saw him go out there and strut his stuff, be proud as a peacock on Tuesday night down in Arlington. The Athletics stink. We don't even exactly know where, you know, Oakland baseball or A's baseball is going to reside here. We have an idea they're going to Vegas, but I mean, there's been all the drama surrounding that franchise, and their ownership is a complete utter embarrassment. Is it going to cost you a lot to go get them? No doubt. It's not going to cost you as much as you think. If you look at it in the piece is Spencer Jones but it's not going to be Spencer Jones and Jason Dominguez and Anthony Volpe. That's just not happening.
Well, I don't know, Moose. Again, I got to disagree with you because, like you had said earlier in the show, prospects are prospects. You never know. But this guy Miller is the sure thing. He can make a big difference for the Yankees this year.
Love him. I mean, Larry, love him. I mean, you run through and you want to talk about guys that, you know, Jazz Chisholm, who they've been, you know, I wouldn't necessarily think that's an over-the-top move, and that's not a move that would have to acquire Spencer Jones or include Spencer Jones in the trade. You know, it's Miller, Paredes, and it's Crochet from the White Sox. I mean, those are the three guys. I mean, those are the three. You're not going to be able to get them all. You're really not. But those are the three that are at the top of the list. Island Park we next. It's Joe. It's the fan. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Moose. How you doing? Big fan of the show.
Thanks a lot, Joe. What's on your mind, buddy?
Just one comment to the prior caller. I don't know if he's been noticing how, and a Mets thing, too. But one comment quick. Spencer Jones is honestly been on a little bit on a downturn.
Yeah, he's been terrible this year.
So has his value gone down too, you think? I mean, I'm a Met fan, but I'm just curious. Like, I've seen people like, oh, Spencer Jones is untouchable. And I'm just, me and my Yankee fan friends, I'm trying to talk to them, and it's just, yeah.
Well, no, listen, he's had a bad year down in the minor leagues. Is his value off to other organizations? I do not. I think it's all part of the experience and the developmental process. I think the Yankees are reluctant to move Spencer Jones because he is the security blanket should Juan Soto leave. You know, Juan Soto decides to leave. You decide to move on from Verdugo. You have Dominguez and you have Spencer Jones. Or you decide to bring, or say Soto does return. You can move Aaron Judge eventually at some point in time as he's sitting in his early 30s over to first base. Like, there's other ways that you can look at this team and look at this day-in, day-out lineup. But Spencer Jones, to me, I know you wouldn't trade him for Corbin Burns. That's fine. You decide not to move him, and that ended the conversations with the Brewers during the course of the offseason. I know he's having a bad year. Is his value still there for other organizations? You know, the widely held belief is that it is, yes.
And one quick Mets. I saw, like, a B-list somewhere online. I want the Mets to go get Tanner Scott. Like, I feel like they have, like, assets built up between – I think Beatty's value still got to be there. Like you said, it's kind of like a Spencer Jones situation, I guess, but even though Beatty has the major league experience. I want them to go get Tanner Scott, but I've seen this list of B-list relievers such as, like, Carlos Estevez, Colin Poche, like a bunch of these guys on other teams that, like, I feel like would just fill a spot, but it wouldn't really help us make a run. I feel like if you're going to try and be a buyer at this, why not go and get a guy like Tanner Scott who could really shut the door, or if not set up for someone like Reed Garrett or DeNunez or Diaz once he actually comes back and plays up the par, you know?
And yeah, Tanner Scott, and I think Tanner Scott's going to get moved. And you should have a really good appreciation for him as a reliever with the Miami Marlins. You know why? He's really good. I mean, he's really good, and he's dominant. And those are the kind of guys that the Mets need to go out there and add. This team, you know, some of the answers, and it's great that Buddha, when he got called up around July 3rd, 4th, stepped into that reliever's role and really did something with it and answered the call. I don't think the solutions for the rest of this regular season for the Mets in that bullpen are internal. I really don't. But this team's got to continue to go out there and show David Stearns, who came in this season with a wait-and-see approach, they can't fall off a cliff here. They can't go to Miami and, you know, drop 3 or 4, which I don't think they will, but they can. Can't go to the Bronx and get swept by the Yankees, lose a series against the Braves. Then all of a sudden, the warm, fuzzy feelings, we're talking about OMG and Candelita, and we're talking about Grimace, and everyone's celebrating, talking about Jorge Lopez and the players-only meeting, the home run by J.D. Martinez against the Marlins. All that goes out the window. They've done a tremendous job of digging themselves out of the hole. They got to continue to progress and move forward. Dylan, Long Island's up next in the fan. What's going on, Dylan?
Hey, Moose. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Dylan. How are you, buddy?
Good, brother. Big fan. I just wanted to talk some Yanks trades with you. I had a question about a guy who might be on the market, might not be on the market. Vladdy Jr., I think, if he's out there, could be a real impact bat. Obviously, he's kind of similar power bat to what we have, but just curious to hear your thoughts on Vladdy if he's available.
Yeah, I have a hard time. I was talking with a Yankee fan friend of mine yesterday after the program, and, you know, that was the guy that he was targeted. I have a hard time envisioning, you know, Guerrero getting moved. I really do. It could happen. You know, Toronto's been one of those teams that have been, you know, everyone has talked up, built up. They've never realized their potential. All the young talent up there. Could he potentially get moved? Yeah. I mean, I guess. I think that's more of an off-season thing than a deal that happens in the next 11 days.
Okay. And then also, same team. What about Bo Bichette? Do you think that's a possibility?
For the Yankees?
For the Yankees, correct.
And you're going to play Bo Bichette where, third?
third base.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, okay. I don't. I think the guy that, you know, Heyman hinted upon it yesterday, I think the guy is Paredes. I know it's the Tampa Bay Rays, but I think that's the guy that if he gets moved. Now, it's tough to deal with Tampa because Tampa historically, you got to hold your nose, number one, because it's the Tampa Bay Rays. Number two, they win trades, right? They do an unbelievable job as a scouting department of deciphering who has ability and who doesn't in your minor leagues. They win a lot of trades.
No doubt.
And you get are made to look like an absolute fool at times when you make deals with the Tampa Bay Rays. That's tough one. That's the tough one to pill, but I think it's more Paredes. I think it's difficult to think that the Yankees are going to go up north to Toronto and get either Vlad Guerrero Jr. or Bo Bichette. Listen, I like both players. I'm not going to tell you that I don't, but I mentioned the three names. I think it's, you know, Crochet with the White Sox, Miller with the A's. I think it's Paredes. I know Jazz Chisholm's name's been thrown out there, but he's not on the level of those three players.
No way. There's no way you give up a Spencer Jones or a Jordan Vivas for a guy like for Jazz Chisholm.
No, that's not happening. But that would be a secondary move. Like that would be a secondary move.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, right. Gotcha. So I mean, if you're looking at dealing a prospect like Jones, who is the security blanket should Soto leave, along with Jason Dominguez, who's probably season's over dealing with that oblique injury that he suffered late June on a rehab assignment. But if you're looking to deal Spencer Jones, well, that's going to be upper echelon talent. Chisholm would work. It would. But that would be a secondary move. We'll talk a little bit more about the MLB trade deadline. Baseball is back tonight. It's good to see. It really is. Mets in Miami taking on the Marlins. Yankees home taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. My buddy Andy Martino from SNY. We'll talk about his Yankee book as well. We'll talk all things baseball. Martino joins me next right here. Where else? The Fan in New York.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.